Dr. Google can't fix your knee. The Joint Relief Institute can. Fast joint pain relief, covered by Medicare. Call 708-888-0000, as in zero pain.
This is Doris Roberts from Everybody Loves Raymond. I know he's annoying, but he does it for love. Here's Dean Richards on Radio 720 WGN.
Doris would probably be slapping me now if she heard me disparaging the bra show. Our pal Doris Roberts, Marie Barone from Everybody Loves Raymond, who I'm so fortunate to get to know pretty well over the last 9 years in interviewing the cast, always making herself available to us. The morning after the big Raymond season finale the other night, we threw a call into her. She was actually in New York, where the whole cast had gotten together to watch the show together. And she explains the whole thing, but we got on the phone and we hooked up to say congratulations to America's most dysfunctional mom.
Thank you.
It's our favorite girl in bed, ladies and gentlemen, Doris Roberts.
Hey, thank you.
The girl in the red pajamas, as we'll, from now on, we'll always remember you. Congratulations on an amazing, amazing final episode of that show.
Oh, good. And I'm glad you like it.
It was absolutely fantastic when we spoke a few weeks ago at the series wrap party, and of course you couldn't give any details of the final episode, but you said, all I can tell you is it's Ray's worst nightmare when you hop in bed and you're kissing him and hugging him. And it was, I was laughing doubly hard because I was remembering you saying that.
Right.
It must, it's just so typical of the brilliant writing and performances that we've seen for 9 years on this show.
Yes, that's great. Thank you for that. It's a lovely compliment.
So how did you spend the night of the actual finale? You guys were all still in New York City.
Oh, yeah. Well, that day was insane. The first thing we did was the early show on CBS. Then we did Regis Philbin. Then we were brought back to the hotel where we had a satellite set up and went across the country talking to stations across the country.
Mm-hmm.
Then we were taken to the stock exchange, and Les Moonves and Ray, or well, it was Les Moonves who actually hit the bell to closing the stock market.
I guess if you're the head of the network, you get to do stuff like that.
I cannot tell you the reception we had at the stock exchange. It was extraordinary. And the president of the stock exchange said that he had never, ever, with all the dignitaries they've had and all the kings and queens, that kind of reception was the greatest reception he's ever heard.
And I'm not terribly surprised by that, are you?
Oh, yes, I am.
You must, I mean,
they stopped making money to applaud us.
Yeah. There's a reality check for you, I guess.
How about that?
But you, I know that you're received like that every place you go. I mean, you are part of everybody's family. This entire cast is part of everybody's family for the last 9 years.
Yes, yeah. True.
And
then after that, we came back to the hotel and changed clothes and went down and had some drinks before the 8 o'clock show, that wraparound show. And then the show began at 9 o'clock, and we all sat in great big comfortable chairs and couches and a big screen and watched it, and we laughed and cried together.
Yeah. Now, you guys, you set up, it was kind of a ballroom at a hotel in New York, and from what I hear, you guys set up like a series of like 20 couches.
Right.
So everybody could just kind of kick back and watch the show much the same way that we were all watching at home, I guess.
At home, absolutely. That was the whole plan. And it was wonderful, and food and drinks and family and friends, and it was lovely.
What was the reaction like in the room to the jokes, to the emotional scenes? I assume
it was as if they were at home watching it and not in it.
Yeah. What was it like, you guys were seeing this for the first time? Because
absolutely.
Yeah,
absolutely. None of us had seen the hour wraparound show,
right? The retrospective that preceded.
We had never seen the finished product.
Yeah,
so we were very moved, and we laughed at the jokes, and we laughed at situations, and we were very touched. I thought at the end, when we just kept continuing our lives around the kitchen table.
Yeah. I just thought that this finale was so representative of how you guys have conducted the show from day one. Realistic things that are hilariously funny, but always ingrained in the family, always ingrained in the love of the family. And I don't think we've ever seen a greater illustration of the love of the family as we did in this final episode.
I agree with you. I thought it was perfect, really perfect. With life, it just goes on.
You guys just must feel so proud of what you've done, not only for the last 9 years, but especially with this last show.
We were, and it was wonderful to be there with all the writers and the producer and Ray and all the actors. It was just wonderful.
Yeah, pretty wild party after the show, though?
No, it was quiet. I think that was our closure. A lot of us hadn't cried before, but we certainly cried last night.
Yeah, I remember you told me a couple of weeks ago that on May 16th, you think that was going to be the day for you, right?
Yes, yes. And today I've been very low-keyed, and can you hold on just a minute?
Yeah, sure.
Hold on, someone's at my door.
It's okay.
I'm sorry.
Oh, that's okay. Don't worry about it.
Someone wanted to polish the brass in the street.
Is that code for something else? Wait a minute now. I saw you in action in your red pajamas on TV.
I really wanted to polish my brass.
That is hilarious. That's so funny. So you were saying that you were, even today, you're still kind of melancholy.
Yeah, the mood has stayed with me because it really is over.
Yeah.
And up to that point, I don't suppose we... You know, sort of in denial, in a way.
Yeah.
But now it is finished. We've seen it. We saw the last show, and we said goodbye.
Yeah.
It was lovely.
Well, truly historic. It really was lovely. It was, just, I think, just one of the great finale episodes in the history of the medium. And I know you've been asked a million times, what's on the horizon? What's next? A spinoff show, I think, would be fantastic, because I think there's plenty of life left in this. But what's the plan?
I have no idea. No one's talked to me about it. Not at all.
Yeah. You'd like to do it, though, right?
Pardon me?
But you would like to do it?
I don't know. It depends on what it is. I mean, I'm sure they want to go. They'd have to go with Brad and Monica and her family, which is Georgia Engel and Fred Willard and Chris Elliott.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't believe that they are available. I think some of them have their own pilots. So I don't know.
And I know that you've got a couple of movies already done. Movies in the future, theater, other TV projects? I know you've always been busy.
Yeah, I've just been offered another movie to start in August, so I'm reading that script right now.
Great. So we'll be seeing you in lots and lots of things.
I hope so. Why not?
Doris, what do you think has made the show, but especially your character, so relatable, so one that everybody could feel like they know Marie Barone?
Well, I think, and I have to thank myself for it, the writing is sensational, but it could easily have gone another way. And as you hear my voice, it's a very deep voice, you know, a chest voice. And when I spoke as Marie, it never was that. It was always, "Are you hungry, dear? Can I get something for you? You want something to eat?" Yeah.
Yeah.
So that it's not frightening. And it was always a woman. Everything I did in that 9-year period came from love. I wanted her to be a better housekeeper for my son and my grandchildren. I wanted her to be a better cook, although I didn't want her to be too good.
I saw the episode where you switched ingredients.
Oh, I know, yeah, I know. That was really hard.
It was a great one.
What was remarkable, I think, is that had I not found this thin line to walk upon, I could have been just a mean-spirited virago.
Yeah.
And you would not laugh at that.
Yeah.
You would turn that show off, I think.
Yeah.
And people so identify with me because I'm their mother.
Yeah.
Or their mother-in-law.
I had my mom... for years denied that she was anything like you. My own mother denied forever that she was anything like Marie Barone on that show. This past Mother's Day, I had her on the show. She finally copped to it. She finally said, I think maybe I do see a couple of things in there that are like me. And I think that everybody has felt these writers are following me around and they're watching my family.
They're watching their parents.
They're watching their parents.
It comes from everybody's family.
Yeah.
All those writers come. They sit around a desk in the early morning and they talk about what happened the night before.
Yeah.
And that's where the stories come from.
Yeah, it really was.
Real situations in a married, relationship standpoint of family relationship, and nothing was contrived. It was all true. Even the one in which I backed the car up into the house and tore down the whole
right,
wall.
Right.
That happened to one of the writer's aunts.
Somebody actually did that. That's so funny. Now, one of your favorite episodes was the Marie sculpture episode.
Yes.
Did that really happen to somebody? That couldn't have been real.
I think so, but maybe not to the extreme.
Yeah.
And you know that everybody says, "Have you taken something home?" I've taken home that statue. It's in my living room.
Everybody got a souvenir from the show. Ray took the couch. Patty Heaton told me she took little tchotchkes and things from around the set. Everybody got a little something.
Yes, and Phil took my Marie's kitchen table and chairs.
Is that right? Mm-hmm. Is that right? And Doris took the sculpture, the sculpture that she didn't realize what it looked like, to which the tagline is, "Oh, my God, I'm a lesbian."
Right.
It's one of the funniest scenes ever.
Uh-huh.
We played that over and over and over again. Now, over these 9 years, I've been so fortunate to get to know you and I've met your grandkids. I've gotten to know your son, Michael.
Right.
How much is Doris like Marie? In any way, any similarities?
Only in love. I mean, I love my children and my grandchildren.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
Are you that kind of
no mother
at all, do you think?
Or, much too smart. To
or
do
are
that.
You being like my mother and you just don't see it in yourself?
Much too smart to do that. And on top of that, my son wouldn't allow me.
Yeah, who is also your manager, right?
Yes, he's also my manager.
Right. Well, it's been my delight, Doris, to get to know you over these years, and I know that we'll stay in touch. I can't tell you how much I appreciate you always making yourself available to us whenever we wanted to chat. And I can't tell you how much we thank you for these 9 wonderful years of terrific entertainment. It just was spectacular. A lot of it's the writing. A lot of it is Phil Rosenthal, the executive producer. But I'll tell you what, these performers, everybody, really is what made this show so special.
Right.
You're the greatest.
How sweet. And it's wonderful to know that I have a friend in Chicago.
All the best. Thank you so much.
Bye-bye.